Okay, so somebody in my Discord had the brilliant idea that I should do a Q&A while also attempting a ramble fap. I'm a little nervous for some reason. Like, I feel like I'm talking directly to people from my Discord. Hi, how's your night? I've got my laptop, which I'm recording on, and the headset attached to my head. And I've got sex toys, you know, where sex toys go. And I'm also wearing reading glasses so I can see the questions on my phone, just to give you a visual. All right. Let me turn this vibrator on. Oh, the other sex toy that I'm using right now is a glass wand. It has like, you know, those wands with like the hook on the end. They're like a G-spot wand. Let's start the questions. Are you usually a perverted and passionate person about NSFW content who watches a lot of porn, or are you pretty chill about it? I don't actually watch a lot of porn. I think that's like a guy thing. Like, men are more into visual stimulus than women. I'm more into audio porn. I'm still chill about it. Like, I'm not like, I don't know. I don't think I'm weird about it. What are my favorite video games? My favorite video games, Resident Evil 4 is probably my favorite. I am also really into like World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy 14. And I used to play a lot of Heroes of the Storm. And I know there's better MOBAs out there, but that's the one that I would play. My favorite anime. My favorite anime is probably Attack on Titan. I like Hunter Hunter, Jujutsu Kaisen, My Hero Academia. I'm sure there's a lot that I'm forgetting. This is hard. What got me into NSFW audios? Lots of people in my life, you know, that I've dated or been with that say that I moan pretty. So I don't know. Like, I just like, well, maybe I could do it too. Okay, somebody asked about my kinks. I think my biggest kink is like a breeding kink. But like the idea of like raw, unprotected sex and like a guy coming in you, like it's fucking hot. Other kinks, I'm into like sub-dom play a bit, biting, spanking, a little bit of pain. I'm into like supernatural type shit, like if it's like werewolves or vampires or ghosts or stuff like that. What else? Fuck. I can't think. My brain is turning to mush. Oh, fuck. Oh. I have like a religious kink, like priests, nuns, that kind of thing. I know it's fucked up. What got me into NSFW audios? It's probably the fact that I would listen to so many male VAs work, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was something that I could do, something that I could put some of my skills to use doing. So that's why I got into it. This is so hard. This is so hard. I'm never gonna get through all these questions. Something that I don't like about my body. That's not the hottest question to ask or answer in a ramble fap. So I'm just gonna say that confidence is the most attractive thing, and I'm fucking perfect. There's nothing I would change. What made you decide? Fuck. What made you decide to dabble in VA work, and what keeps you coming back for more? Again, being a fan of other VAs, and what keeps me coming back for more is feedback from the listeners. They seem to enjoy it, and it seems to help them in whatever way. Like, I don't consider sex work a bad taboo thing. Like, I think it's something everybody does, everybody needs. Sexual gratification really is a biological need, and if I can, if I can help someone with that need without directly being involved, if that makes sense, I think that's a good thing. Are you a listener, and if so, do you have preferred genres or scenarios or preferred types of voices? Again, yes, huge listener. Again, yes, I am a huge listener. I have several favorites that I go back to again and again. I love M sub content, like beg and plead and whimper and yelp and cry. Like, I don't know, it's such a fucking turn on. There's a couple of VAs that do some M dom stuff really well, and oh fuck. Yeah, that'll get me going too, but like I definitely have a preference towards subbies. Do I like sex toys, and do I have favorites? Yes, obviously. I have sex toys. Favorites. I had a favorite clit stimulator from Lilo. I forget the name of it. I really like this glass wand, the G-spot wand. But I've got lots of things like silicone dildos, and I've even got like, handcuffs and paddles and butt plugs and nipple clamps, and I got a lot of stuff. What is the last good book I read? The last good book I read. Okay, so the last good book I read, I was on an Anne Rice kick for a while. I know they're old books, but they're still really good, really valid books even today. I would recommend them, but like The Witching Hour, Lasher, and Taltos are the three in the series, and I would recommend them to anyone. They're really good. Where in the world would I want to most visit most? Probably Japan. What is your record for the most orgasms in a day? Like three, I think. I'm one of those people that has like a really big refractory period, so to speak. Like if I come once, like my body just won't come again for a while, like no matter how hard I try. Favorite Chipette, Brittany, Jeanette, or Eleanor? Eleanor. Favorite Sailor Scout? Oh, gotta be my girl, Sailor Uranus. She is non-binary, trans. Like, I love that whole blurred line between feminine and masculine, and it goes for both sexes. Like, I like femmy boys and I like masky girls. It just turns me on. Will Riker, beard or no beard? Okay, I'm being called out on my nerdiness with the beard for sure. I love beards. I really do. If I played BG3, who's your ship? I didn't, so I don't know. Katana or a long sword? Katana for sure. Katanas are superior. T or A, tenacity or ambition? Fuck, that's a good question. I think they're useless without each other. Because you can have tenacity, but if you don't have the ambition to like help you focus on what you want to achieve, then it really doesn't matter. And if you have ambition with no tenacity, you're never going to get there. So I think they're two sides of the same coin, if that makes sense. Do you watch hentai? And if so, what's your favorite stuff to watch? Hentai, I don't really watch too much hentai. I have a little bit. I'm not into like the weird stuff too much, like the tentacles or I don't know, weird things. But like just the regular old, like you know the X-ray ones where you can like see the penis inside? Like I like that. There's a website that I like to look at pictures on. I think it's called Hentai Daddy or Hentai Dad or something like that. If you get a chance, I would highly recommend that website. What is my biggest guilty pleasure? Fuck, I forget what it's called. There's this place that serves this coffee that has like lavender syrup in it, and that shit is so fucking good. And I'll get some of that and like a fresh hot donut in the morning. Have I ever had sex in a risky location? Okay, so the riskiest location where I've ever had sex technically wasn't even really a location. At a party one time, I was hosting the party, and me and my boyfriend, and everybody was piss fucking drunk. One of our friends passed out on our couch, and everybody had already left. Well, my boyfriend and I fucked on the floor, like right next to the couch, like just where we ended up, like, and our friend was asleep, like literally a foot away from us. And we were just like fucking going to town, but we were trying to be quiet because like we didn't want to wake him up. But it was definitely the riskiest, I guess, location that I've ever had sex. Do I like to cook? Yeah, I do like to cook. I like to bake. I do a lot of domestic stuff, actually. I enjoy it. I think my favorite thing to cook is like Italian stuff. So I was listening to an audio from one of my favorite male VAs. And he said something to the effect of, like, I'm gonna fuck the soul out of you. And that's all I can think about lately, like all day. Fucking good. like, I want my fucking pussy pounded so bad. Oh, so fucking bad. Oh my god. Fuck. I've always wanted to be in like a foursome with like three guys. And I want them to watch as each one of them fucks me separately. Oh, fuck. I want to be picked up and fucking pounded against the wall. One guy fucking comes deep inside me while the other ones watch. And wait their turn. Oh, like good boys. Like fucking good boys. Fuck. Last night I had anal sex. I mean, which is great. I love anal sex, but like now I'm craving like a cream pie really bad. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. Oh fuck. This feels so fucking good. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck. I need my good boys to fuck me. I need my good boys to fuck me. Fuck. Oh fuck. God, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. I'm sorry if I ruined your eardrum. It came really hard. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. That was really, really fucking good. Not gonna lie. Okay, I hope that I was able to answer some of these questions in a satisfactory way. And I will see you in my next audio. Well, I will moan at you in my next audio. Talk to you later.